So as we start the meditation, we're just going to relax and breathe. Taking a deep breath and centering ourselves into our heart space. Just breathing in deeply and fully, letting ourselves find the peace that underlies all of the activity. For there is that sweet space of peace always. No matter what the outside world looks like, at the center, there is love. So we turn our attention to the love, to the light, to the beauty, to the power that is the truth of who we are. As Abraham always says, our inner beings are the largest part of us. And we can always go back to that expansive, beautiful, beautiful space of infinite intelligence, omnipresent love, and effervescent joy. That beautiful essence of who we are is always available to us, guides us, supports us in every moment of life. I am grateful for this beautiful energy and for each of us coming together to remember this truth, that we are the light, that we are the love, we are the outgoing, furthest expression of the non-physical on the planet. And as we go through this time, we have deeper and deeper opportunities to remember who we truly are, to live from that space more and more powerfully, to identify with seeing life as our inner beings see life. And our inner beings always see beauty and harmony and grace and peace. Always. There is never a time when there is not beauty unfolding. Sometimes we don't see it, but it is ever present. And we begin to see it more and more fully as we tune to appreciation ourselves, finding within us the opportunity to tune to love, to remember to love, to remember to appreciate, to be conscious of the opportunity to appreciate, which exists in every single moment of every single day. We have the opportunity to choose, and in that choice is our power. We are empowered when we choose on purpose to tune to love and appreciation. And Abraham has shared with us so many wise expressions in the last few weeks of doing their 3 times a week broadcasts, immersing us in that Abraham message of making sure that you segment and tend, that you intend this next moment to be filled with love and appreciation and laughter and joy and fun, that you rampage appreciation, that you fill your heart with all of the beautiful things. And in this beautiful time of spring unfolding in Northern Virginia, there are so many beautiful things to behold. I want to share with you a quotation from the 4-9-20 workshop where Abraham was talking about what life would look like after the pandemic. And they said, for some people, things will be worse because they will increase in their resistance during this time. But for many, it will be better. And the quote starts, the actual quote starts here. Abraham said, there will be those who already know how this works, who will be focused on the positive aspects. You are already doing that. There is something that someone offered here that we really want to read to you. And then Abraham read this piece from a woman in Australia. She said, "I have been feeling so happy. What an incredible time to be alive. I'm wandering into the grocery store and random strangers are laughing with each other in celebration when we behold piles of toilet paper newly stocked in the aisles. Yay! Toilet paper is back. Folks are leaving thank you notes, post-its of gratitude for staff to discover throughout the stores. Restaurants who had to close their seating are doing 2 to 3 times their usual seating in takeaways and deliveries. Chefs are scooting around the neighborhood, dropping off my favorite foods. There is a sense of joy and camaraderie as I move through my day. People are happy and helping each other. It feels as if social distancing has brought us vibrationally closer to source and to each other. I look into my Twitter and Facebook feeds to see them filled with good news. The cities I love in this world are flowing with love and kindness. The people are singing to each other from rooftops and balconies. The canals in Venice are filled with sparkling clean water, dolphins, and fish. Companies are innovating their supply chains and creating ventilators and hand sanitizers and PPE equipment. Musicians are singing symphonies of upliftment through the live concerts from their homes to ours. My premier is leaving messages for the kids to let them know that although the Western Australian borders are closed, the Easter Bunny has been given special permission to visit this weekend. Countries once at trade war are now collaborating with each other to ensure the flow of supplies. Medical schools, researchers, and physicians in every city in the world are working together to create vaccines. Abraham, I know that something wonderful is happening. I know that these are conditions, but I love them. Abraham, I love these conditions of my world. It is in love. I love the people of my planet so much. I love the nature and the plants and the sunshine and the beauty." Abraham went on to say, "This goes on. It's longer and longer and longer and longer and longer." Someone asked for a rampage of appreciation. That was one. That was the best rampage of appreciation we have ever witnessed or felt. That really is the secret. It's not a secret. That really is the trick. It's not a trick. It's a tool. It is a tool. It's a technique. It is a technique. It's a calling. It is a calling to not just living happily ever after this emphasized experience, but during. And that's the end of the quote from Abraham. And so I invite you to just sink into that space of rampaging appreciation, feeling love for this world, being so good at focusing on beautiful conditions that you see that the world is in love. I thrilled to that statement. The world is in love. There is so much love. And like this person in Australia, I see kindness in my own neighborhood. My neighbor has mowed my lawn twice in the last week. Another neighbor has brought me flowers, a beautiful hanging basket of pansies that are hanging in front of my house. Other neighbors have gone out of their way to smile and be friendly, to stop by and chat, to compliment me for my Easter egg tree out front, all the Easter eggs hanging on my fig tree. Others have spoken to me about the fact that I have bears in the windows, that every day I open my door and I put my very big 4.5-5 foot tall bear on a chair in the window, usually with baby bears in his lap, so that there is even more bears to count when the kids come by my house. I know that there's reasons to love, and I feel such care and tenderness toward the people around me, all of these beautiful people who are trying so hard to follow the guidelines to stay home, to keep themselves and each other safe. Abraham talks about becoming cooperative components in our world and not pushing against anything. And it is such a joy to let go of pushing against, to feel ourselves as cooperative components, and to recognize that as we cooperate, the universe cooperates with us. Beauty and harmony and grace continue to flow into our lives. And Abraham promises that coming out of this, we will see amazing results. It is so awesome to consider that life will be getting better and better. One of my favorite lines that from Abraham is that the world is rebooting itself. Another funny line I heard is that God has put humanity in time out and asked us to think about what we've done. And I think what we've done from what I've seen is magnificent. What I see is people caring and loving and cooperating. And I trust that that's because I am focusing on caring and loving and cooperating. So the universe and law of attraction can bring me evidence of caring and loving and cooperating. Each of us have this powerful opportunity to bring to ourselves and each other this graceful period of rest and ease and things slowing down a little, maybe. Or for some of us, things speeding up. My work, I have more work than I've had in the last 5 years. And it is good. I am happy to be sharing this beautiful message from Abraham. I am happy that so many of my friends have their own subscription to the Abraham Now message. I am happy that people are talking about what Abraham's talking about and sharing with each other. I'm happy that one of the people from the Ablist is translating it all into Spanish and distributing it through the Spanish channels. I'm happy that there are people who desire to uplift each other all over the planet, who are sharing in so many different Facebook groups and lists and Twitter and Instagram, these powerful uplifting messages of things to appreciate. I'm getting videos from people of how someone sees what's going to happen 2 years from now. And what they saw was a baby boom because of all of the people on the planet making love now because they're home to do that. And they talked about how for many children, this might be the highlight of their childhood because their parents are home with them so many hours and that they are seeing their parents teaching them games and doing their schooling and paying attention to them at a much higher level than usual. And that from the children's perspective, this could be a really wonderful time. This person who made this film said they saw entrepreneurs and small business owners having a time out from some of their businesses, which allows them to think about their business and plan for and work with new ideas they haven't had time for when they've been busy with their business, and that they can come back stronger and better and more excited about their businesses and thrive in the new economy on the other side of this experience. So many things to look forward to. And knowing that as we just relax and focus on appreciation and stop pushing against anything and just breathe, that things have to get better for us. Abraham said, "We promise you, it is the law. That's the way the universe works. There is nothing serious going on here. Just chill out, relax, find something in this wonderful day to enjoy." There are so many things. Yesterday, I went out my front door and my holly bushes are blooming. Tiniest little yellow flowers. I can barely see them. But my holly bush was buzzing with bees. I haven't heard a bunch of bees buzzing for years. And to see that many bees right by my front door was just such a joy. I love that there are bees in my garden. I love that the wildflowers are blooming. I love that the creeks are running, that the tadpoles are starting to grow legs in the park. I check on the tadpoles every day. And when it doesn't rain, I bring them a couple of bottles of water in either direction of my walk so that they have more water. Otherwise, it evaporates. I love that Mother Nature continues to thrive. I love that there's a bunny living in my backyard now. I look out my window and I see a little bunny staring at me. I walk out my front door and I listen to the birds singing. Oh, the cardinal was singing when I went out for my walk this morning, and that was such a beautiful sound. I love that I saw the sparrows going at it. There is probably a nest being built in my bushes right now. Because not only are the people going to have a baby boom, but nature has a baby boom every spring. And I am grateful that everything continues to grow, that the universe continues to blossom, that the vortex of billions of people in humanity is growing with goodness and grace and joy. And that as we take this opportunity to rampage appreciation, that we are in alignment with receiving all of the benefits of that beautiful vortex. Our part of that beautiful vortex is shinier and brighter and more beautiful than ever before. And in those moments we forget and get a little anxious or ouchy, we can relax and be kind to ourselves, because that's just step 5. And we can see it. We can see the contrast as our inner being sees it. It's necessary for the birthing of new desires. And we can relax and remember, oh, yeah, I can breathe. Nothing serious going on here. I can relax and remember that all is truly well. I can love my life. I can love all life. And so we just breathe and relax and stretch a little bit, because we are coming to the end of this meditation. And it is so good to get together, to see beautiful, familiar faces on the screen in the Zoom meeting. and to connect with each other in the virtual world as we always connect with each other in the infinite nature of life. We are blessed, and I am grateful, and so it is.